Welcome to a new edition of The Brand Called You. Today I bring you a very, very accomplished young lady, Neela Kaushik. Neela, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me here today.
Thank you. Neela is a management graduate and she's the founder of Gurgaon Moms. And we're going to talk to her about her journey as a Gurgaon mom. But Neela, before we get into Gurgaon Moms, talk to me a little bit about your early life, your early learnings, your challenges, etc.
Okay, so I grew up in the south. I'm from Chennai. And dad is a civil services person. He's a retired IAS officer. So I've been to, lived in many rural areas as well. I've always aspired to get into the corporate world. I've always wanted to become a CXO. That was a dream I grew up with. And I did my management in, I did my degree in MBA. And then I joined Ford and I worked as a business analyst there. Very interested in integrated marketing, very interested in what was coming up at that point in time was social media, the way internet worked, the way people responded to different kinds of content that was going online. So that kind of piqued my interest. So that was my interest line. Then I married, went, moved to the US. And yeah, I mean, when you're, when you move to the US, you go on H-4 visa and then the whole thing starts where you can't work. So then I had my child and then, so there was a break of about three years when I came back to India. I was almost unemployable. It was 3 years break and that was it.
You mentioned that companies are not willing to look at women returning after a break.
Yes, this was about 11, this was about 12 years ago. And the offers that I got was, they were not right. They did
almost
not sound right.
You're restarting life again, is it?
It was not even restarting it. I felt it was insulting.
Wow.
Yes, I definitely felt it was insulting and I will not take up something like that until, see, I mean, I don't think, I deserved whatever they were offering me at that point. I deserved something more than that. So,
and do you think this is changing in the last, say, 10 odd years that you've been back in India?
So, so I run, that's how I started Gurgaon Moms, you know, because I had started the community and then I realized nobody is hiring me. And then I was like, okay, why not make this a social venture? So through this venture, I am in touch with a lot of women who are again, the battle still goes on. I mean, they are trying to get back to work. But I think the openness, a lot of companies have started these initiatives. But the number of initiatives and the number of women who want to get back to work, that does not match up.
Really? Okay.
And the programs, I feel the reach is not good enough as well. So I think we've started in the right direction, but I think we have a long way to go. The acceptance has to be there. Also, we need more programs. Like if you look for programs in the US, there is always an option of enrolling oneself in a continuing education course where you can upskill yourself. Though the online courses are available right now, but the conventional universities and colleges still do not offer such courses. So I think those also should start, but yes, that is where we are today.
And you know, I'm hoping that we will start to see much more change because everyone is now much more aware in the corporate world of gender balance. I mean, there has been a huge inequality, and I'm a great supporter of gender balance, so I just hope we can see many, many more women coming into the workforce, especially after they've taken a break.
I think, yes. I mean, the sensitization has started, but like many other problems in the country, it is always about the implementation part. You know, unless I think you start introducing maternity leave for dads, that equality will always be a distant dream because whatever said and done, it is an inconvenience if only the lady goes on a maternity leave. So I think it
paternity leave has to start
as well. Yes, that's right.
So Neela, let's talk about Gurgaon Moms. You know, what you did mention that after you moved back, you decided to start. But what drove you into taking a decision to start a completely new organization?
So I started it off to connect with other moms, to get recommendations. Like I said, I am from the south and I lived abroad. I came back. So with a two-year-old who's just running around all the time, it's so difficult to make friends. So the easiest was to connect online. And online space is like one of my favorite spaces. So it was very easy. After he goes back to bed, then, you know, I connect myself to that online space. And then a lot of women... that was when Facebook groups also started. So a lot of women took interest. They started joining the community. Then conversations began there. And as part of that, there was a lot of information exchange which happened. And then there were few challenges which I was going through personally. And then I thought it was very unique because when I spoke to my mom does not acknowledge that. When I spoke to my mother-in-law either, she didn't understand
couldn't
that
relate
either.
To those challenges.
Yeah, they couldn't. And because they didn't, I did not open up to my friends as well, right? Because both of my, most of my friends were in different stages of life. So, but then, you know, I slowly started realizing that other moms with kids of the same age group were facing similar problems, similar issues, psychologically, you know, what you feel, how you feel, whether you feel low or whether you feel high, what are the things that affect you? They were all almost similar. So I was like, okay, so let's start conversations on these topics. So when that started, that is when I think the community started, the bonding started, people started sharing experiences. There were senior moms in the community who spoke about how they handled it and where they are today. So a lot of information.
Very interesting. That's how so one is sharing of information, but what are the other activities that you do through Gurgaon Moms as a platform?
So it started off as a space to share information, to share recommendations, and then it became slowly turned into a place where, you know, it was seen as a support network, a place of sisterhood. Today, I see it as a place where we want to keep it as a safe space, online space, where women can talk about anything without the fear of being judged. That is number one. The second thing is a safe space, a nurturing space where we are able to enable them to pursue their passion and to move towards their dreams and goals. So these are the two things that I see Gurgaon Moms doing today.
And you have a job board. We spoke about it a little bit, but how is that working?
So we recently started that. It's been a few months now. So it is such a great feeling because I started the community because I couldn't find jobs. But today there are a lot of corporates, a lot of startups as well, who approach us and who tell us that they're looking at hiring moms and they give us the whatever the description is, the job profile description, and we post it in the community. There's been great response to it. So we are happy that's that everybody is benefiting through the
amazing whole thing. I mean, you know, it's very ironical, you know. We've also had two sons, and my wife as a teacher, she worked throughout life, and yet at home somehow there is always this little inequality in terms of roles, and I guess men also tend to rationalize it to themselves.
Yes, to a large extent, social conditioning plays a great role in that. I mean, I am spearheading a community where we are always talking about the importance of gender equality. There have been a good number of instances where, you know, I had to kind of remind myself that this is not what you preach. That's because you've been socially conditioned. So it's just natural for you, you know. For example, like when I was recently asked a question, if there were four men in the room and you're the only woman there and you're in somebody else's house and they want a cup of coffee, then what will be your immediate reaction? I mean, of course, I will say no. But, you know, if I ask myself, the truth is, yes, I mean, there will be at least 1% of me that will say, go make the coffee, you know. So, yes, I mean, we've been socially conditioned. So we have to consciously break out of it. And I think, yes, I mean, at least the urban side of it, we're seeing a lot of change, a lot of acknowledgement to this issue.
Which I think is a very good development. So Neela, you know, I was also, when I was reading about you, I was reading about the Mom Achievers Summit. Tell me about this.
Oh, that's another favorite thing of mine. Because when One of the things that I missed after, motherhood, and because I had to stay back because I couldn't find a job, was that I couldn't network with others. Great. I mean, I was able to network with my child's friends, yeah. moms, but the topics were always centered around motherhood I mean, but you need to have conversations around your interests, around some intellectual stimulation, etc. So I felt, and I had just attended an entrepreneurship summit, and I just loved it. I was like, why not a mom summit? So when I had first proposed it, so people were like, what will moms come and do from 9 to 4 o'clock or 4:30, whatever, but what will they do the entire day? So I said, it'll be a summit, it'll be exchange of information, it'll be entertainment and things like that. So yes, I mean, so the first summit, I still remember, more than 50% of the people were invited to the event, because just to get a feel for the event. And from the next year onwards, it's been a sellout. And the most recent event had more than 400 people, and we were completely sold out.
Wow.
And we're looking for a bigger venue now. This will be our sixth year of the summit. We have had inspirational speakers. We've had stay-at-home moms as well on the stage. We have TEDx kind of talks. We have stand-ups coming to the event.
Wow.
So there's a lot of elements that goes to it, and it's one whole day of celebration of not just the community, but of the motherhood as well.
That's fantastic. And you have this once a year?
Yes, this is once a year.
Amazing. So, you know, you have over 30,000 members in the NCR.
We are 32,000 now. Yes.
Any plans of taking this pan-India?
Oh, yes, definitely. We want to take this to the other cities as well. I think we have some unique elements that we have that we can offer to the other cities. So we're definitely planning on a few south cities first. And then after that, yes, we want to see how to take it.
Because, I mean, the kind of data you would have collected on the challenges, opportunities for moms in, say, the NCR.
Yes.
Would not be very different from the needs in the rest of the country.
Okay, so we have indeed started a smaller community in Chennai. So what I have realized, in fact, I started with the same notion and opinion. But the conversations, the flavor of conversations are very different in each of the city. For example, in Gurgaon, it's a moving population. So people do not have a support network here because their families are probably living somewhere else. So they need this community for that. Whereas in Chennai, most of the people are living with their families. So the kind of information they require is very, very different. So we do realize that every city we have to understand it better so that you know, we can cater to that mom audience there. Yes, but it's interesting.
I can imagine. You know, a friend of mine was in the milk foods business in China, and he set up these communities, and I think he must have got at least a couple of million young mothers who are coming together. And I'm, you know, I'll send you some details about
that. Yes. I would love to know more about that.
So, you know, having started Gurgaon Moms, have you ever thought of going back to working full-time again?
So, until 4 years ago, I was still looking for job opportunities because that was my dream. So, you know, it's very difficult to break out of that, at least for me. But for the last 4 years, I've been completely committed because I see a lot of opportunities here. So initially it was, you know, we used to have volunteers, we used to have team members, etc. Everything was volunteer based. It is very difficult to just move that way. But right now it is more a social venture. Where there's a business side as well. So I'm able to kind of, you know, whatever is the effort, make some, you know, small gesture payments. So today I see it as a social venture and I'm fully committed to it.
Fantastic. So one more question on Gurgaon Mom before we move to the next phase. A lot of young moms have ambitions. They decide to start a family, they take a break, and then as you faced, there are challenges again.
Right.
What would your advice be to these young mothers who are taking a break and wanting to come back?
So it is a personal decision, very personal decision that you want to make. Number one is what is it that you want out of life, and will you be happy? That's the most important question, you know. Will you be happy if you give up your job and if you're 24 hours at home? For many of us, it is not. For many of us, it is fine.
Sure.
So, you know, ask yourself the right questions to make the right decision. In case you plan on going on a break, then it is extremely important to stay in touch with your old colleagues, with your old network, and let them know that you're still interested and that you will be coming back to work one day, so that they're aware, and when you're ready, they're ready to take you back, or they're ready to help you with other references at least. But yes, it is extremely important to ask yourself that question. What is it which is important for you? For a lot of moms, it is very important to see their child grow up. Those moments are so beautiful, and they definitely want to be part of it, which is great. But make that decision a conscious one. Let that not be a forced one.
Very interesting. Very well said. So let's keep moving on. Then, you know, let's talk to you a little bit about startups, because, you know, Gurgaon Moms was a startup. Or now it's about 6-7 years old.
Yes, it's 7 years.
When you were starting up, what were some of your learnings and some of your challenges?
So, in fact, I can speak on behalf of a lot of other moms as well, because we do have a separate division for women entrepreneurs, especially who are just starting out. So we see that there are two different types of women entrepreneurs. One, or three, we can say. One is who is trying to turn a passion into a business. The second one is who wants to go aggressive, who wants to go full, you know, who wants to commit fully to the business, but does not know the know-how. But she is getting into it because she entrepreneurship is the most convenient option at that point in time, like what happened to me. And the third type is people who know what they're doing, and they have good mentors, and they have good access to network and information, etc. And so we look at the first and the second category. We see a lot of them in Gurgaon Moms. So people who are trying to turn their passion into a business, we try telling them, I mean, if it is business, then the level of commitment has to go up and things like that. Now, for people like me who are who do not come or do not necessarily have a business background or setting up business. For us, it is access to information. Like if I have to upskill myself, if I have to understand the basics of business, then where do I go for mentoring help? Then what are the bank loans available? How does government help startups? Now, that kind of information, where should I go to? So this information, we, in fact, we do put it together and give it to our mom entrepreneurs. But when I started out, it was very difficult to get that kind of information. The third is our own women network. You know, it does get a little difficult when it is a male-dominated room to go. And we try, even when you speak, sometimes, not often, but sometimes it does happen that, you know, we're not loud enough or we're not acknowledged. So we need more women leaders out there. And women leaders, again, should humanize themselves because and make them reachable, you know. So basically, they should offer their help as mentors.
I agree. I agree with you. Completely agree. So, you know, a quick question on, you know, you're supporting so many women entrepreneurs. What has been your experience in some of the mistakes they make as entrepreneurs?
Some of the mistakes they make. One is definitely confuse passion and business. I think that is one of the biggest mistakes that happens there. The second is to, again, confuse relationships and business. The third mistake will be, I think these two mistakes are, you know, if I think they streamline that, then they will be perfect.
Okay. My next question to you, before I come into a few on for you personally, is, and this one is to you as a mother, you know, Indian parents, and this include me and my parents, don't teach children the meaning of failure. You know, it's always come first, be in the front of the queue, and this manifests itself in our behavior patterns on the road. My car must be right in front. The moment a flight full of Indians lands anywhere, everyone wants to be the first off, and so on and so forth. How important is it for children on one side and for startup entrepreneurs on the other side, because 9 out of 10 startups fail. How important is it for them to understand failure?
I think it is super, super, extremely important. I can say it from my life also. I've always been, you know, I've always come first, and I've been extremely competitive in life. And when I was out of work and I couldn't find work, just getting over it, I mean, I think I had the toughest time.
How could this be happening to me?
Exactly. Right? Exactly. Yeah. That question, I mean, I could never answer that. I still sometimes, you know, at least until 4 years ago, I used to ask that question. I mean, why was it that I became unemployable? I was good at this, I was good at that. But it's extremely important to understand failure, how to process failure, and how to get up again. I think parents, we have to make a conscious effort to get our children,
correct,
you know,
to understand.
To understand what it means. Right. And life is not just about winning. Life is about being happy,
correct,
staying true to oneself, and the expression of it has to be the expression of one's highest self. And that is what everyone should aspire to be, rather than raising winners. I think that's the focus.
I have a new book that I'm writing on failure. And with your permission, I'll quote you on this, what you've just told me.
Oh, great. Thank you.
So, Neela, a few questions for you personally. You know, the first question would be relating to mentors. You know, have you had mentors in life? And if yes, what kind of help have you got from them?
Oh, I've had wonderful mentors in my life. One of my most important mentors who made a lot of difference was I have a friend who is a counselor. So when I was going through phases in my life, I used to go talk to her, and she also played not only the role of a counselor, but, you know, kind of she helped me. She helped me understand what I really wanted in life and what are the different ways of going about it. Now, she also helped me understand that, you know, when I meant, when I always say, I've always dreamt to become this CXO in life. So if that doesn't happen, that is a means to achieve something. So what is it that I really want and how I can go about achieving it? And I've also had mentors in the business side of it who helps me. So she basically tries helping me understand, putting a structure to the entire thing, looking at numbers. See, that is one big weakness I think a lot of women have. And it is a stereotype that we should all break out of, is that, you know, learn to look at numbers and start falling in love with the numbers.
Correct.
It is only when you start falling in love with the numbers, even if it had been, even if it was not a business venture, even to grow a community, I will have to understand what the number means, what engagement means, what, you know, the number of likes or comments mean, so etc. So she helps me put a structure to it. She helps me understand the numbers better. She also helps me setting goals and, you know, meeting it. So I do have great mentors.
Terrific. What three adjectives would define you?
Three adjectives. I am an extremely optimistic person. Even in my lows, I'm very optimistic that things will look up. So that's one. The second thing is I'm extremely determined to reach my goal, to reach wherever I am. The third is I'm a happy person. I'm always striving to be happy, and I'm always trying to, you know, make a better version of myself. That is who I am.
Thank you. When was the last time you did something for the first time?
When was the last time? Okay, so I am a little adventurous, mm-hmm. not very, I cannot handle heights, mm-hmm. but I love trying new food. So there are a lot of first times when it comes to food. But to answer your question, I did a business trip.
Okay.
And so very recently, and it was a solo trip, and I thoroughly enjoyed that. You know, it was not just my me time, but it was for my work, and I was having a couple of meetings there. That just, you know, it just gives you, you know, that
time with yourself. That's fantastic. And where do you travel to?
I travel to Mumbai.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So, you know, a question I ask a lot of my guests, again, comes to failure. You know, because a lot of people who watch our show just assume people who are sitting and chatting with me haven't failed.
Hmm.
What have been your learnings from your mistakes or your failures?
So one of the biggest learning has been, I think, something that affected me was when I gave up my job. So when I gave up my job and I moved to the US, I just took it for granted that I'll find another work because I was supremely confident about myself. So that kind of made me understand, made me realize that when you'd make decisions, especially decisions that can affect your lifestyle, then it is extremely important to understand what are the challenges on the other side. It is extremely important to understand everything rather than assume things and plan for it accordingly. And always have a plan B. If something doesn't work out, then what is your plan B so that you can fall back on?
Understand. So my last question to you, Neela. Do you have any regrets?
I won't say regrets. I have learnings.
And what would some of these be?
So this is the one which I mentioned definitely is one of the biggest learnings that I've had. The second is, yes, do not mix business and family. When you look at a business, there is one part of you which will ask you to look at it, you know, with a lot of passion, but you have to look also at what will make business sense when you're trying to do something. So, and how, especially when it comes to a social venture, how to strike the balance between the two. Because when it comes to a social venture, it is also extremely important to commit yourself to the cause as well. So where do you actually strike that balance? So that is something.
Neela, thank you very much. I wish Gurgaon Moms lots of success.
Thank you.
And, you know, the conversation with you has been really, really fantastic.
Thank you. No, thank you so much for the opportunity. It was a wonderful opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Brand Called You podcast. Be sure to visit tbcy.in to join the conversation, access show notes, and discover fantastic bonus content. You can follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Simply search for the Brand Called You. Thank you, and see you next week.